have a tattoo? Do you know someone who does? Well, people get tattoos for many different reasons. For attention, self-expression, maybe freedom, probably some rebellion, maybe just a personal reminder or part of a personal narrative. But regardless the motive, a tattoo is a permanent mark of identity, a lasting mark showing the world who you are, what you believe, and what matters most to you. The theme of this meditation from Romans chapter 12 is being marked, living a life that lets the world know who you are, what you believe, and what matters most to you. So to begin your meditation, find and slip into a place where you can become aware of and reflect upon the marks that reveal who you are. You may start now by listening and joining into this responsive reading and prayer from Psalm chapter 56 and respond, Lord God, help me live with the mark of a true Christian. Help me not fling away my fearless confidence, for it has a glorious and great reward. Lord God, help me live with the mark of a true Christian. Help me remember my need of patient endurance. Lord God, help me live with the mark of a true Christian. Help me bear up under difficult circumstances without compromising. Lord God, help me live with the mark of a true Christian. Help me carry out the will of God so I may receive and enjoy to the full what is promised. Lord God, help me live with the mark of a true Christian. This time in Christian meditation aims to heighten your personal relationship with Christ based on the love of God that marks true Christian communion. So spend a few moments now in silent contemplation as the Holy Spirit reminds you of living with the mark of being a Christ follower. Let the silence continue as you deliberately focus on the love and presence of God. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and take 3 deep, slow breaths from your belly. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, help me live with the mark of a true Christian. With each deep belly breath you take, be mindful of you as a chosen, marked child of God. Without effort, let your breathing cleanse you as you breathe in the presence of God. Rest here breathing peacefully, Lord God, help me live with the mark of a true Christian. Continue in silence as you become aware of the Holy Spirit continuing to shape and transform you to be in the presence of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to enter your soul and show you the path towards contemplation and a better understanding of God. Your mind may wander as you consider it, and that's fine. But when you've been reminded of your wandering, return then to your breathing and walking the path towards God. Now in still silence, listen to the first of three readings, each the same root verse but expanding into wider passages from different translations. Listen for how the words impact you. Eternal words from Romans chapter 12, verse 12 in the New Living Translation. Rejoice in your confident hope. Be patient in trouble. And keep on praying. What did you hear? Did something surprise you? Rejoice in your confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. How is the Holy Spirit shaping your thoughts around this passage? Rejoice in confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. Just ponder that. Listen once again to a wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. Do not lack diligence in zeal. Be fervent in the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in affliction. Be persistent in prayer. And share with the saints in their needs, pursuing hospitality. What of God did you become more aware of in this reading? Let your mind drift through the imagery of living with these marks, the marks of a true Christian, being diligent, being fervent, serving, rejoicing, being patient, being persistent, sharing, and pursuing. Consider for a moment, what do you need most help with? Being diligent, fervent, serving, rejoicing, patience, persistence, sharing, or pursuing. Humbly ask the Holy Spirit to walk you down that path of healing now. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the contemporary English version. Be sincere in your love for others. Hate everything that is evil, and hold tight to everything that is good. Love each other as brothers and sisters, and honor others more than you do yourself. Never give up. Eagerly follow the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord. Let your hope make you glad. Be patient in time of trouble and never stop praying. Take care of God's needy people and welcome strangers into your home. So, resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to listen once more carefully for how you are to live. What word or phrase do you hear? Be sincere. Love others. Hate evil. Hold on to good. Honor others. Be diligent. Be fervent. Serve. Rejoice. Be patient. Persistent. Share. And pursue. What word or phrase did you hear? And which one marks you? As you were listening to the list, what word or phrase did you hear? Listen again. Ask humbly for the Holy Spirit to prick your heart for where you need to focus. Be sincere. Love others. Hate evil. Hold on to good. Honor others. Be diligent. Be fervent. Serve. Rejoice, be patient, persistent, share, and pursue. What word or phrase did you hear? Well, rest there asking for guidance and healing. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Just whispered breaths of strength and healing. And let that be your meditation, whether at dawn or dusk. Lord God, help me live with the mark of a true Christian. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. True. True mark. Let me pray now that you not lack diligence and zeal, but be fervent in the Spirit and serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, and be patient in affliction, and be persistent in prayer, sharing with the saints and their needs, and pursuing hospitality. And as you do, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he smile upon you and be gracious to you. May he show you his mercy and give you his peace through Christ. Amen. So in the days ahead, you will most surely face moments feeling out of line with the will of God, pursuing your path and rules rather than his. So face the feelings of imbalance as a reminder to pursue living the mark of a true Christian. Also, resolve to humbly get back into rhythm with a friend or a stranger. Set aside pride to walk with someone close today. Confessing and holding each other accountable as you both drift from God. So when you're ready, whether at the day spring or nightfall, expect to face some temptation to follow your own rules, but then be reminded of his divine rules and how you've been marked. And there, encounter God.